It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're in early February already. January gone. And I am looking forward to this because it's going to be a little bit more ice fishing. I've been doing a little bit of ice fishing. It's been good. But
oh, I think the truth is you're getting ready to go on vacation and with some palm trees.
So yeah, you're right. Really looking toes in the sand. But I've been ice fishing. We can talk about that a little bit later in the show too. But
you'd be playing some Kenny Chesney, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. It's still the smokiest show on the airwaves, and sometimes the smoke we're raising comes off the grill from maybe some nice big steaks that you put on there. So to really talk technical steakology, we've got the master of steaks, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. How are you, brother?
Doing excellent. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're good, Tim. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, and it's only a week to go for the Swift Bowl, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know how she gets away with that, but right. Let's talk steaks.
All right, man.
You really had me scratching my head there for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Tim's got a little Swifty
Swift Bowl,
in him.
Yeah.
So we thought it might be nice to go through some basics because I think sometimes we tend to dive down a little bit too much and, you know, people, new listeners or people who weren't paying attention before, all the above, maybe want to get some good tips on everybody's dollar is dear right now. So we're looking for deals. So maybe we're going to go for something that's not the expensive stuff and we're going to try and find a steak that is more budget friendly.
That's a good thing to do. And so there's a handful of options for that. And another thing, actually, coincidentally, we just ended up with a heck of a buy on some ribeye steaks. So one of our suppliers, and you know, we don't usually do that pre-cut stuff, but they were pre-cut ribeyes, 10 ounces each. And we got them on sale for $9 a piece.
Wow.
And so off the regular price per pound, that's like $10 a pound off.
That's a breakfast steak job right there. Yeah, that'd go good with about three eggs and some hash browns.
Yeah, or it'd just go good with a plate and a knife as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, we've talked about this before where before our son got married, we would do a red meat fest. And we only had two rules when it was just Tony and I. All we could have was meat for the meal, and we had to eat off the grill. So we just had two forks and two knives to wash up and put away.
That's funny. So I'm curious.
You took that steak and maybe on a side had like a boneless pork chop with it or a sirloin chop or maybe a chicken thigh with it. Then you're still doing two meats. And just kind of switch it up and make that one meat go a little bit further.
Well, I was really curious of what you think in terms of sending somebody out looking for a lower cost cut, what they should be looking at when they look at that cut of meat, when they're looking in the butcher case.
Well, any steak you're looking at, number one rule of thumb is you're looking for marbling, right?
Tell us what that is.
Anybody that, boy, I don't know all my cuts, and is it a good one or a bad one, whatever that is. So just the first thing I always look for is marbling. And actually, I'm looking in our case this morning, our local Wagyu. Oh, my gosh, those ribeyes are marbled just insanely.
And what is marbling?
The marbling is the fat veins that run through it. Not really a vein, but it looks like little trail marks of fat that runs through the meat.
So when you're looking at the main muscle part, the bigger chunk, you want it to see kind of like a spider web effect?
Yes. Yeah. And of fat. And that's where the flavor, they're going to help with the tenderness in that tissue is going to help that muscle to break down a little bit better also. And in the aging process, that's what's kind of breaking down and breaking that muscle fiber down also, making it more tender.
So, Tim, you just mentioned the term Wagyu. And Wagyu, it's pronounced a couple different ways. I've heard it. But what's the significance of that? Because it's a different kind of cow, right?
Yes. And it's actually a Japanese breed of beef. And in Japan, they were using cattle instead of horses for their work animals out in the rice paddies and et cetera. And back in the 70s, they realized, so they were interbreeding those beef to be hard-working animals. Well, as we know, fat is energy. So if you took, like, you know, with us humanoids, take a bodybuilder, take an Arnold Schwarzenegger, they might look really big and ripped, but they don't have a lot of stamina. So it's a little bit more for show and not for go. So they were taking the harder-working animals, interbreeding those to make them work longer and harder, and they realized later those are the ones that have the most marbling in them. And then the true Wagyu or the Kobe, those are the ones they spit sake in Japan and rub them down and everything else. In the 70s were the first animals that came to the United States. And ever since, there are some purebred Wagyu that farmers have. The ones that we have, they call American Wagyu. It's a half-breed. So they'll take the purebred Wagyu, breed that to a domestic cow, makes a half-breed animal.
Yeah, but the thing is with those is that there's incredible marbling in there. I've had them before where there was so much marbling that it really changed the flavor. I mean, and I wasn't used to eating that rich of a steak, and it just my first bite was like, I'm not sure I like this, and then I learned to love it. But they are different, and if you get one of those, but they're still wonderful.
Yeah.
And what would you say, they're using red Wagyu or black Wagyu?
I don't know for sure because I haven't. He just gets the straws, so
yeah.
I don't know for sure, and I hate to speculate.
That's
and just
okay.
Say, oh, I know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Because
we do it all the time.
Cows.
Yeah, you're talking to the grilling guys, Tim. So you ought to be just have at it, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's the red black this time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. That would be the roulette of cows. Yeah. 50-50. Right.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, Tim, you know what? For the simplistic purpose, meat is graded in the United States as select, choice, and prime. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
So part of that is how much marbling that animal has in it. And the other thing, if an animal gets over 30 months old, and the USDA uses, if they get a third tooth on the bottom jaw, they automatically disqualify them from being choice, and they put them into that select category. But other than that, it's the marbling, it's the quality that they're using. And even within choice, there's a choice one, the lowest choice, up to a choice five, and then after choice five is prime.
Okay, so moral of the story is you get a long in the tooth, you're not anybody's choice anymore, nor are you prime. It's tough to be selected. All right, that's what I got out of that.
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, these steaks you've got on sale, are they choice?
Yes.
That's a deal.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, for $9.99 for a ribeye choice? Come on.
Yeah.
Nowhere in town are you doing that but Sobey Meats.
So hungry.
Right. But
And, a couple other options in this time of year, maybe somebody doesn't want to spend as much time at the grill, it's too cold. A couple other options would be using like a flat iron steak, and that's a good bargain.
Tim,
you're at $10 a pound.
Tim, do you have a camera in the studio?
Yeah, that's
on the next segment.
Is it? Oh.
Do you want to hold on and do one more segment with us? Because I love flat iron.
Yes.
Can you give us another 7 or 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good.
Let's take a break, Job.
Yeah, we will take a break. We're talking with Tim Sobey of Sobey Meats. We're going to bring you back for the next segment because anytime you got the master meat on the line, you got a chance to learn. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.